Hoshana Rabba, time has flown. Chazal tell us the day with Mokein, Melech Ozeh Mashiach Mokein, Mokein the Hoshana Rabba, needs some sort of protection. The Gaon says the protection, the sukkahs and enclosure, but sukkahs can be built in three different ways. As the Gaon says, Samach Chof Hei represents the way to build a sukkah. Either Hei, two walls, and Chof, three walls. Samach, totally enclosed by four walls. Obviously the best protection closed the play. We've got a beautiful sukkah, a four-wall sukkah, beautiful. We're protected. Well, what wonderful hakona for Hoshana Rabba. But what does protection mean? What does it represent, that protection? The Gaon says, the four walls is that we already achieved through the process of the Yom HaNeraim, Shuva, Tefillah, Stoker. What have we added? The four we add? Torah. Torah, complete protection. A Torah of Sukkot, a Sukkot Torah, a Torah of Simcha, a Torah of Devekah, a Torah of connecting the Shvach Hu. That's the protection for us on a Rabba. Baruch Shem, Yossi, and your Rebbeson for hosting us in this wonderful Sukkot. Thank you all for joining us for the Torah session, where the idea connects everybody to the great Simcha that Torah has. Obviously, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May you all be Zohar. You're a wonderful, Chasima, beautiful year of lots of Nachas, of Brias, of both in Gashmius and Ruchnius. Zohar, Tachayim, Tovim, Shom, Besuus, Tovos, Yachomos, and Bimheir of Yomenu.
Amen.
So, tonight we're going to discuss the Shaila, which will entail, hopefully, to answer it, we'll have to go and follow in others to maybe a cover of what this should imagine. This is a Shaila. This was the Shaila, came from the Sukkah Shaila. Reuven and Shimon decide to build the Sukkah together in partnership. They haven't got much room clubbed together. They've got big families. So they decide to build a Sukkah in partnership. What's the partnership? The families are not so equal. Reuven has him and his seven children, so he's eight altogether. Shimon has him and his boys, four. So they decide, okay, it's eight to four. Split, obviously, it's a very easy split. We can work out what the split of how much each one has to pay for the sukkah. So Reuben is the bigger part, but Shimon is the minority partner. And remember that fact we go through. So what happens? They build it together, they come into sukkah on first night, and in that, what happens that Reuben, well, he has, as you said, and Shimon as minority. And Reuben, one of Reuben snores pretty loud. And that disturbs Shimon's whole family. They can't sleep the whole night. So therefore, Shimon therefore wakes up partnered. They have to make some sort of different arrangement. That child of yours, that snores, I'm afraid, can't be there the following night. Or the rest of it, we can't. Resource disturbs you. Mistaya, Potter from the sukkah. Your Mistaya, go out of the sukkah. That's the vicar. Who leaves the sukkah on the second? Is it Reuven's child that sukkah? Is it Shimon's family that leaves? So, as we say, this will probably take seven shilas to really get some sort of idea what the answer will be. So let's start with the first. What is going wrong over there? What is disturbing? Noise. Now, is noise something you can claim and be damaged? Be damaged by noise. Is noise a valid claim that you are damaging, you are mazik, you have to noisy? Is that a claim? So let's start that. So Maisa Shahoya Kahoya. Woman just gives birth. Baruch Hashem comes home with a new baby. But the problem is the neighbors have just started and there's big heavy building work with heavy noise. So for the young woman, her family turns for the next 4 weeks. She's over here. We need to have quiet. So please stop building for 4 weeks. Now, as Baruch will tell you, to ask a builder for 4 weeks is not a very damage. So they don't want to. So they come to Din Torah, what's called a Din Duchuf, Din Torah. Has the family, have they got a right, push, stop the neighbor from building? What claim? Damage. What damage? Noise. Oh, that's our shot. It's noise damage. So let's look at this. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that discuss noises. What's the discussion? It says somebody who sets up a shop in his own personal and an ironmonger, Americans, and banging with his hammer the whole time. What does neighbors complain about them? They can't complain about the banging of the hammer. They can't do it. Complain about the customers who come to the house because they make noise. Noise of the customers you can complain about, but not noise of the hammer. So the Rashba tells you, this is, I don't understand. Some of them are going to be inside. The Rashba says, I understand. Which noise is worse? The hammer noise? The customers coming in. Which one's really disturbing? Obviously, the hammer noise. And you telling me he can't complain about that. So how can he complain about the middle? Rashford says, he says, noise you can never complain about. Noise is not something which is called damaging at all. What? Or what does it mean you can complain about the customer making noise? It doesn't mean noise of the customer. It means that the customers come, they take up the partnership, they have the access, they take actually the access through public joint ownership. Disturbs the use of those areas, the lifts being used, the public stairwells being used, just in my way. They can complain not about the noise, they complain about the customers in the way. But noise is never claimed, it's not damaged. That's the Rashba. See, the Rashba is not damaged. What does the Rambam? Let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam, if you look at Yomar Malkum number 1 page, he has a different perspective. He says, Ein Yochin Limchos Biyoto, you can't complain about the Hammond. Loma Ein Yochin Nishon Mikom Mikolo Chaim, Share, because, what's the reason? Shai Zichzik Lachis, because he's been doing it for already a long time, he's got a chazon. And the Rambam learns that noise of the hammer, day one, you can complain about that. But the reason why you can't, talking about a case where he's been doing it ready, wherever Chazok, no one complains. Now he's done it for a long time. He can keep it because no one complains. He's got Chazoka that he now has that right because you let him. But didn't let him have it. I can't even tuck and chuck him out because noise of the hammer is terrible. It's terrible damage. But you let him have it, he now can keep it. What's the difference between the people going in? That's the difference. But basically they say that people going in, there's no possibility to have a Chazoka. So therefore, but Avada, noise, he can complain. And noise of the hammer is worse. And on day one, they complain and say, so we have a mark locus with a noise and there's a damage. Rashba says not. Rambam says ken. What's our locker? So Shulchan Aruch says, I pass like the Rambam, that's it, a damage. For a more, I pass like the Rashba, not a mark locus, svadim. So therefore, what we're going to do in our case, our two cases now of not the year letter, and our case of, what are you going to say? Well, if you ask a Nazi, I say, noise. It's not damage, you look after it. You try and prevent damage, I can add it. Going to Ashkenazi. However, the Ramah adds a connect that makes a difference between the two cases. What does he say? Bosh, that says the number two. He says, Dafka, this is only for B'nai Odom Brian. Only with healthy. Avu Imheim Cholim, but if they're ill, Vakol Mazik them, and then therefore is damaging. The Ochelim close, even the Rashba and the Ramah object. Okay, so therefore, now a clear start from the remark, what the rules are. Healthy people, you can't come. Ill people, can't come. Now, so therefore, what is the Eletus? Healthy or ill? What's he considered? Ill. Therefore, he can object the Kula Alma. Tak Paskin, the Basin, the Kablan has to stop, and he can't ask for money to stop. Halakhically, he's not allowed to be the Eletus, an old person. So the ill. Also, so therefore, the one who has to deal with his Hablan and the eighth of this, he may have to offer for them to tell that in respect to the Eletus. Now, what in respect to our case of okay. Was our case of this? Are we talking about child, the family can't see claiming that you're damaging me? What's going to be the answer for us? The damage or not called the damage? Not called the damage. The damage? Yeah, so therefore, you have to look after yourself. I, Reuben family, don't have to worry about them. So therefore, you look after yourself. If you can't look after yourself, then you're Messiah, possible to look out of you. Need to. That's the current result. Now, it doesn't stop over there. There is a very important Chiddush of the Chazanish, which all Botei did follow. Chiddush Chazanish, but everyone holds up to the Chazanish and makes a whole different outlook of what the Pesach Halacha is. It says like this. Kedah, you move into a new, somebody buys an apartment, neighbors, you've been there a long time, you move in, new neighbors move in, they move in, and Baruch Hashem, they have a big family, have children from the age of 1 to 11. Now, is there going to be noise disturbing your new neighbor? According to our rules, will you be able to object or not object? Well, the person says, look, I'm not feeling well today. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling well. Noise is a damage. So say, for the next 3 or 4 days, which is Shem after antibiotic effect, next 3 or 4 days, you have to move out to your house 5 times. You're damaging me. Look, who the other? Does that make sense? The rules. So what's with the cousin is near it. It appears to me. The aim divrei rivosh ela ba'osa dover shein ikadim. Rosh rivosh is talking about noise, meaning not of somebody in their apartment. Ba'osa ariga, like he set up a business, living quarters, he tell this. Shein der motzu b'cholotam, it's not standard to have a bin your neighbor next. Ava mosa dorem shirov, if a person, most people in their living quarters, the apartment tashvish and divrei must be a cult, And sometimes that normal use of a neighbor makes a mafia tachol and disturbs it. Ein yochol limchos, that you cannot have. That you can't have. With shy odom, lahapnis, yoki, a person's out to bring his own children, new baby, who make lots of noise at night. The eila hachola yochol la'akit, sorry, ein chai lot says you can't. I'm using it as living, and this is living. No, you can't live. You can't ever. So it's a noise of a regular living activity that you can never make a claim against the person. So therefore, a regular or accepted time table or a expected time of day for that child to make noise. You can't control a little baby all night. That's a claim. You can expect your 12-year-old or 13-year-old to have certain control of his level, but not there. On that child's noise level, no way you can make any claim if the person now. Go back to us. Yeah. So called noise. Is it a claim or not? Well, what happens? Turns around and says, look, I can't sleep. I'm not sleep. So we would think. He says, I can't sleep at night. Not feeling well in my soul. Yeah. I need to have proper sleep. And if I don't have proper sleep, I won't be well. So therefore, I'm qualified. But you have to turn and says, you can never move me out. Because what's the new, where's the noise from? How's the Ruvain? Normal. So therefore, there's never ever a claim ever for noise.
I would have known.
Okay. 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 So what we decided to say that snoring is a damage. Your muzik. Snorer. Your muzik. And the noise fashion of the muzik is the person is ill. You can't think. That's what we. So it's not called muzik. You can't get room move out because snoring. The muzik. That you. So Shimon now has to move out. He's potter from sugar. That's where. That's a different shir.
But what about sitting in a sukkah?
It is.
Azal say, do it.
Yeah. That's Azal say, you have to live. I'm living a noise. Okay. So the noise is emanating from a normal use of a living activity. That's the first. Okay. So there's no claim about that. So let's move on now to the next Shiloh that may have ramifications to our Lolo, someone comes to Shiloh. What would you say in such a... He comes to the Rav and says, like, Yankala says, Yankala. This refers to Yankala in third person. Yankala says, Yankala. That says the doctor's an operation. Lolo, doctors have said there's a 50 chance you will survive the operation. You may die in itself. What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is like, says Yankala, says, look, I've got a choice of either having the operation Hadassah in or having the operation in Hadassah Hasakit. Doesn't matter which, as far as the doctor's concerned, it's the same doctor, same stuff. No worse care. There's no reason that, say, one's better than the other. There's no more Pekach Nefesh, less Pekach Nefesh. What's the Shiloh then? Shiloh's like this. I know in Hadassah Ein Kehem, Konin don't go there, and they can't go there unless they themselves don't Pekach Nefesh. Because Hadassah Ein Kehem is Yudua, is a Mokum, Tumas, Mace, most of them. They do abortions the whole time. Hadassah Hasafin. Out of all the hospitals, Yerushalayim is the hospital which is very, very much, and it's the best one for Kona. So what, here's what Yankala, they say I may die, Yankala says, Yankala may die under this operation. If Yankala dies in the operation, he's worried if he's in Hadassah, Hasafim, that he be Mitame, the Konim, who are there, because that's where Konim is. Hadassah ain't care, they're not worried about that. So therefore, for Choyev to go to Hadassah, Hasafim, Hadassah ain't care, in order not to great problem. It says, why do you, okay, if you're the same doctor, so why go to Hadassah? It's just more convenient for my family, for access, more convenient for them.
For them.
So therefore, if I have, say, the green light, I'll go to Hadassah. But if I don't, I'll go, okay, let's come. What is the Mokoyim now? So, if you look, Amar Mokum, number four, he said, there's a Maril brought down in your dead. In Yochul Lahachriach Yoshua Melo Chutzah, somebody who dies in the building, Konim can't go to Oa. Can the Konim force the Nifter to be removed from the building to come home? Nira, Iragin La shows them it's normal to have for coffers to leave them in the house where they die. The Tar, they have the Tara in. In Kain Hechel Matzin, look over the Zalzabu. You can't force the family, and the Konim just have to wait. They have to wait outside. They can't go into their own building, have to wait for the lift, but you can't. The Mogin Avram, who says in Orach, he adds, no reason, that the Mogin Avram says, but if the Kohen is a Chola and he's stuck at home, it's not like he's outside and he's at home. And all the time he's at home, he's a Tumas Mace, they are the family of remove it, so the Kohen is stuck at home, doesn't. Now, let me ask them why. Under what obligation? The person is being mitame, it's a nifter. Nifter is not chayv and mitzvah.
He's no longer alive.
So the family, they're not doing anything wrong. So why, when the kohen is a chola, do you have to remove, as a family, have to remove the what? What's the obligation there? What sugya does it come under? Anyone got an idea?
What?
Not rivash. We're not talking about noise here. We're just talking about there's a nifter there. He's matame all the time, the kohen. He's not chayv and doing anything. He's not doing. The family can help out. But not only that, can help, then mechuyev to help out. What chiyuv? Why the mechuyev to help? So Eric says, lo sama dam areacha, which because of avos, kol yisrael areivin zeh le yisrael areivin zeh, I as a navid have to enable a navid not to have to do isurim and to help them do kol yisrael areivin zeh le zeh. That's a chiyuv. It's not just a matter. It's a chiyuv on the family. So kol yisrael areivin zeh to make sure the kohen, if he wants, they have to tiftar out. Areivus, they have to. And now, if that's shut, we say, look, if you're going to choose which hospice, and it makes no difference, maybe because of Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh Lezeh, choose the hospice which won't cause problems to a Kohen, and therefore, Ein Lezeh, you choose Hadas Ein Kerem. There's an obligation to make sure that not through you, you stop another, or make another, to
make a.
And so, the question is, when you go so far, when nothing happens, and you don't expect things to happen or not, that doesn't rise that far on there. But there is a concept of Kol Yisrael Zeh to be doing, to worry that other Yisurim through and help them. It's got nothing to do with you. Help them. And the Chiyuv that becomes a Chayv has nothing to do with you to make sure he doesn't do Yisurim. Okay. Yeah.
He's not doing a Maitreya there.
Being coming Tommy Baonus, who says it's not an Aveira, which you're saying it's not a Aveira, because when we had discussions that based Tefillah, what Onus is not on the potter. Yeah. And if you take this concept so far, let me say, here to go to the other hospital. But the shayla is being raised over here, but means yet here. You just say, why? Now, that's the second shayla. Now, what's it going to ask Sukkot? What's it got to do with our Sukkot? Anyone
next,
can.
Anyone? The next name.
Okay, so what you're saying? The snorer, his snoring, not damaging, his snoring, stopping another, maybe we should sit in of our Raven Khoyev to allow him to, and therefore his child should leave. Ruben's child should leave. Ruben's child should leave. Okay? And also, call yourself Raven was there, Ruben, take child out, because my feet. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's no shit tonight, you know. Nah. So, the shiner is, Koi so Arim is there, I should chuck my child out, make sure the Shivan doesn't miss. Yeah, and okay, that's it. In order to see whether that is obligation and really halakha, we'll see a third. The Ksav Sofer has the following shiloh. You can look at the inside in your own time. We're going to just say outside. Therefore, Ksav Sofer has, somebody's ready made Kiddush. He's been doing some. Now he has to make Kiddush for others. Because they don't want to do Kiddush, he wants to do, you can. Motzi Yotze, even though it's been Motzi, still Motzi other people. How? What concept? Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh. Even though I don't need, they need a mitzvah, and therefore I can make the kiddush, even though I've done it for them. Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh. Say, Asad, I can make a kiddush for them, even though I've done it. The Ksav Sofer has the shayla. Should the people listening to kiddush say amen or not? The person say, Levi is making kiddush, he's ready done kiddush, but he's done making kiddush for you. Levi is making kiddush for you. As Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh, should Yehuda say amen? Should he have to or not say? What it says, Ksav Sofer, I've got a chakira in. What does it? That if another Jew has a mitzvah, therefore when I make, and I'm required to make him be able to do a mitzvah, so therefore when I myself am doing a mitzvah as well, the mitzvah he's doing, I'm also. Okay? So therefore, I've done kiddush by doing kiddush again. Why? Because I'm a chuyin in kiddush. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh says I'm doing my own kiddush again. Because Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh. If that's a shot, then the other guys can hear a block of it. They're supposed to say amen. But if Kol Yisrael is that, I'm a chuyin to enable him to do the mitzvah. And therefore, when we make kiddush, I'm not doing it. It's like, because they're listening, it's like they're doing it. They themselves are kiddush by listening to the block of it. Now, do you ever say amen on your own block? Do you ever say the size of the line? Do you ever say on the Ksav Sofer, if the Shas is not my mitzvah, it's solely their mitzvah, I'm just helping them do a mitzvah. I'm enabling them to do a mitzvah, but nothing to do with their mitzvah. They should say a mitzvah. They should not say a mitzvah. If it's Kol Yisrael Areivin Zeh, that when they do a mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, that they say a mitzvah on my mitzvah. But if it's not my mitzvah at all, it's only there, it's their saying the bokeh, so you shouldn't be quiet. And, no way, if he's making kiddush for himself, only for you, then if it's only your bracha, you don't say amen. That's his chakir. So now, what's his head? Koi Solomon is that when an able another Jew mitzvah, it's I'm doing the mitzvah, or just helping to help another Jew, not my mitzvah. That's the chakir of the ksav. So now, what's going to be halacha in that? I asked by the sukkah, what is going on? Reuven's child is snoring, and now Shimon can't sleep. Reuven's snoring, Shimon's family can't sleep. We say, Koi Solomon says, you should stop your child out. And let Shimon now have to mitzvah. But he says, not a regular Koi Solomon. Because if I do that, what's going to happen? If Reuven chats out, Shmuel, what? If Reuven chats out, what? He's not stam, helping. He chats out his child. He's got a mitzvah of chinuch to machat. He's got a mitzvah of chinuch to his child. A mitzvah to Rabbanan, okay? Mitzvah to Rabbanan chinuch to have his child in the. So now we've got a stira. What do you do? Mitzvah of chinuch of your child in the sukkah, which snores, or. Call Yisrael, Raven, Elazar, get your child out. And now Shimon, Abba, Reuven, Abba, you obligate Reuven, had two obligations. Chinuch, child stays small, Shimon. Call Yisrael, Elazar, can do a mitzvah, child out. Which one shall I do? How do I choose to do?
Child, teach him about being a mitzvah, other people are doing mitzvah.
Fine, but maybe he's got, no, his own mitzvah, he's not, yeah, so now. What does he do? He's got two chiyuvim, which one is he mechuyuv to? Now, based on this chakir of say you should be able to give yourself call Yisrael even when another Jew come helped him, it's my mitzvah. Then what should be the result? Then what should I do? Chuck out my child? He said, chuck out my child, because that means don't do to a bond, but do instead a mitzvah, right? And therefore, when Shimon does sukkah d'oraisa, Reuven himself is sukkah d'oraisa and not do a bonon. Obviously, sukkah d'oraisa, not child is only sukkah. Shimon is Reuven sukkah d'oraisa. So therefore, Reuven does sukkah d'oraisa by chucking his own child out and letting him do his sukkah d'oraisa. Because Reuven, that's what? That is, Sinkarelet, that's up. He's Madaik from the Risha Brewer, that when you make another Jew do a mitzvah, it's not like you're helping him do that mitzvah. So d'oraisa, you do mitzvah d'oraisa. So now, Reuven do mitzvah d'oraisa, so d'orabon, obviously d'oraisa, not d'orabon, get your child out. That's the besant of it. Whoa! Okay. Mega. And I said other side. But the Ashiv comes along, and points to a raven, when you help another Jew, it's not that you've done the mitzvah, just help him. That when Shimon does the mitzvah, it's his doing mitzvah, which you helped him, which you got here to help another Jew. When he does it, it's your mitzvah. It's just an orif, like when you're an orif for loan, you didn't borrow. Because if things go wrong, you help him. It's that type of stuff. So that's the other side of the. So he says, if so, you've got here of mitzvah's chinuch, because when the child does, you are being yotzer d'rabbanan as a father. If you help Shimon, you're not being yotzer, not mitzvah d'oraisa, d'rabbanan. You're helping somebody else as an orif, here to help him, because d'rabbanan says, Rabbi Yashiv, I disagree, I hold. There you keep your child in, you're mechuyav to keep your child in, and snores, Shimon has to go away. Of doing a mitzvah, to Rabbanan, connect that to the tool, so therefore your child in. That's the other side of it. Obviously, therefore, the nafkamina, whether you say amen or not, will be commended with the Ashim and the Bokas. But Ashayla, the answer is to Ashayla, Machlokas, the granite says, Reuven, get your child out, and the Ashim, keep your child in, so what about Shimon, keep your child in? Shimon can't do a mitzvah. So okay, he's bought a mitzvah. You got a chiyuv on this yesterday. Machlok. Our case is a machlok.
No.
You get the scar.
So it's a mitzvah. Okay, I can say I hope to do it. If I gave you a ride to this one, invite you to the
mitzvah. I've got the chus of a chiyuv mitzvah sukkah to write. Not I've done the mitzvah. I don't, like you said, I can't say leishiv on his thing. I haven't done the mitzvah sukkah chus. And therefore, the chus of the writer overrides the chus of.
We forgot about majority. Okay. Who this sukkah belong to right now? Remember, majority to play some role.
No, that's the discussion over here. Is it the sachesed or is it all the things? Is it a chiyuv? I have to do. But what's the result of that? When it happens, it's me getting that. Either I've done it. Also. So therefore, it's to a bond.
Now,
so according to our shayla, ends up being a machlokas. After in the machlokas, let's therefore move to our fifth shayla, and see whether things change. Saying at the moment is a machlokas. This shayla was asked to Rabbosna, Rabbi Yezir Stern, Talmud Mubit, Rabbi Tzal. Was asked this. Somebody needed that operation in America. The Israeli doctor to go with him. The Israeli doctor says, I could go with him, but I have to be back by Sunday. And that's, he's not really just this Israeli doctor. So he's going to fly back on The question therefore comes to Rabbah. Is the person, the chola, the family, who will bring this doctor out, are they mechuyev to hire a private jet? They can get back on Friday, spend whatever that, $17,000, $10,000 to fly the doctor back in a private jet on Friday. Because I have to make sure that another Jew doesn't do his surim. And therefore, Koyisorim says, I need to pay $17,000 in order to fly the doctor. That's the shy that asked the very good.
If they want to be, if they don't.
Okay, very good, very good. What's your name? Aaron asked very good then. That would mean that keep Shabbos, give you money to keep Shabbos.
So here you're in the problem.
Yeah, setting up the problem is Minasha Minus is a recording up. Yeah, he needs to do the operation and the doctor needs to come. They said, okay.
I don't know that is a message.
So what does the answer come over here? And there's a Maram Shik. There's a Maram Shik, which is number 7 on your Marmoko. He says that in Yisrael wrote to Le'elko B'sukkah Chaver. If a Jew wants to eat in your sukkah, and the owners don't want you to come into my sukkah. It's my sukkah. Well, you're not going to come to me. I don't want you to come in. It's my sukkah. I want to come. I want your sukkah. In Copen, do we force the guy to say, you have to have this guy in your... That's the shayla. The Makanos is not safe. But normally, you force people to even hit you. And if you don't do it, you'll die. But this is a mitzvah. Call yourself over and tell us there. Mitzvah, you have to have this guy in your sukkah, whether you like it. We do that over Nira. You can't say it's the science question. You help you. You have to help it to the mitzvah. Where the mitzvah, you don't have to. Where the actual mitzvah, you don't have to do. You just have to help an avos do a mitzvah. The avos good for the shvei side. There's no din of force to do a mitzvah of avos where you haven't got mitzvah to do the actual mitzvah. When you got mitzvah to do the actual mitzvah, avos, even if you hold like the mitzvah, and he does it, you know, I've got the kiyum, but I never do the mitzvah. There's no force to do avos. Says Ravos, if there's no din of forcing, so no din of spend money to do avos. You can't force him to do avos. You're not equipped to spend money to do avos. Even if you hold like the mitzvah to do the actual mitzvah, you only mechuyev to spend money, or when you actually do a mechuyev to do actual mitzvah, not on others. So therefore, we got now the answer. They say it's not mechuyev to spend dollars. The doctor, it goes back. Not your problem, it's not your issue, because there's only others, and others you never mechuyev. Nice thing to do if you want. So how's that nogeta? We said that Reuven, Charles' story. We're saying they have others. They say according to Mr. Kerelis, he has to chuck out and let Shimon do the mitzvah to the right. Okay. Now the question is by chucking out his child, is that like spending money? If it's like spending money, he's not more quick to chuck out his child. Is chucking out his child from his sukkah like spending money or letting someone use my item for free, which is called also spending money? Is that called spending money or not called spending money? If it's spending money, even Reb Nissen will not say, get out of the sukkah and stuff. I'm not going to give up my sukkah to strangers. I'm not going to give up my sukkah to strangers. Even if it's others, of the right to Kim, there's no myth that I might submit. I'm not going to spend money to give him a myth. Not going to spend money to give. So the question is, by chucking out your child, Reuven chucked out Charles from his sukkah, is that like spending money, which is not Mokhoyim, even according to him? That's the question. So what do you think? Yes or no? Yes or no? Is it the same as the Maram Shik's case? Maram Shik's case, the guy in the street walks in and says, I want your, no, you're not Mokhoyim. My sukkah, letting you in, is called like spending money, not what to do others. Is that the same over here, or that when Shimon says, look, I need to get your child out?
No.
Now he says, the case of Maram Shik is when the stranger, it has no ownership. It's what? Not Mokhoyim to do others to let you come into my sukkah. But in our case, Reuven and Shimon are both partners. Shimon can be there because he's a partner. Now he's just asking him, I'm there, I can be there as a partner. I want you to go out, your child to go. That's the money, your item. With what's best thing? Best thing for you is for me to have a mitzvah to item. So therefore, look over, and this is correct. In our case, Shimon, bring chuck out your child.
Ah, it isn't going to start now to play
wrong. Now I come back to what I told you, remember. My partner. But who's the bigger partner?
Reuven.
Reuven is the bigger partner. He paid more than Shimon. Two-thirds. Yeah, two-thirds owner. Shimon's one-third. How do we look at that? When Shimon wants the sukkah, and he'd be coming into Reuven, he's coming to his sukkah. But Shimon says, I need to be here. And when I'm here, I'm using his sukkah, Reuven's sukkah. If he's using Reuven's sukkah, then Reuven says, I'm not mechuyev to do avos, use my sukkah. But if Shimon says, I'm using my sukkah, then I'm mechuyev to do avos. So what is Shimon doing? Shimon's sukkah, and therefore Reuven has to do avos, using his own sukkah. is doing Reuven Sukkah, and therefore, then Reuven's not Mukhut. What is he doing? Okay. So that part, but it's not two-thirds in the... Okay. So when you've got two-thirds of third, in Chazal that's called Rove Partnership Ownership, Reuven, Minority Ownership. What's the thing when you have Rove Ownership? The Gemara in, we'll say this outside, to take part. The Gemara makes, at the end of it, Lamatech, says, a Mishnah, a woman borrows, she makes stone. She's got flour, she wants to borrow salt and flour, water. She wants to borrow water, salt. She borrows it on Yom, and the girl says, oh, she borrows it. So now they're partners in the dough. Because the flour is from the water, and the salt is from Leah. So they're the rock on Leah. Partners now in the dough. For the Tuchumim, opposite to where both of them can go. That's the mission. Says Abaya in the Gemara, to the wife, bottle barov. Also, the water, minute, is to the flour. The flour is the majority. Majority partner that should bottle and get rid of the minority party, that the whole thing is only Rochel. That's the Gemara says, Abaya says, that's what the Gemara says. You have a minority party partner. Who does it belong to? Not partner. Says Abaya, doesn't belong to partner. It belongs only to the majority. That doesn't make sense. That, as soon as I get partner in, I can just say, hello, come in, join my investment. You'll be a minority partner. Come, you join. Oh, and now it's all mine. It's nothing to do with you. That makes sense. Basically, the Gemara asks that. Okay. So, there's a machlokus with Divas, and the Shev Shemite says to understand what's going on. Hear what they say outside. That the Divas says. It means, yes, the whole thing belongs to the majority. He's the owner. It's his. The actual item is technically the owner. But he has a monetary obligation to make sure the minority guy, so wherever the minority owners, as far as the money, not ownership, I'm the owner, it's my item, I can do what I like with it. You get money, something else, you can get nothing, and you lose your money. No, you get the money, but the owner's that's me. So Meister says, nah, you can't do that. You can't get rid of someone's ownership in the item, he's a partner. He remains there. So what does the Gemara mean? It just means the Gabi is Surim. We look at it as only belonging to one guy. So we look at it only as Gabi Isurim, it's all Barovas to do with. If you look at it as only belonging to money, cash, if you want a money shiner, it can never get rid of it. That's the Shev Shemaita. Okay? So now, what's going to be in our case, according to of our Sukh? Majority partner is Reuven, two-thirds ownership. In the Shimon is a third ownership. Who does this belong to? Does it belong to both, or only belong to the Machlokas? According to this, it only belongs to, according to the Shev Shemaita, it was both. So now, deal of Avos, only, somebody is not Mokhoev to do Avos, Mokhoev to help Shimon out with his own item. Not Mokhoev to help him out with his own. So according to this, the whole Sukh is his, the Sukh is his. He's the majority, it's actually his. I'm not Mokhoev to do Avos with my own item, so therefore, in Karelis, now here he says, I'm not Mokhoev to take my own money, my own, I'm not Mokhoev to do Avos to help Shimon. So according to Nazivus, you're not Mokhoev, even according to Nikol Alma. Neither of the Rashid Khuyev, your child there is supposed to do Avos, but not with your own money, because your own money means I'm the total owner. So Nikol Alma will say, I'll stay there. Shimon, you have to, even when it's, according to Shev Shemaita, we never say on money, only by Surim, only money, what you are, you are. So when Shimon uses that, he's not doing his own ownership, he's got a third ownership. He's using the third ownership. And therefore, when Reuven is giving up, helps him. So therefore, according to that, we'll still have the machlokas of Yashiva in such a case that Reuven is Mokhoev, our doubt. He's not giving up his own sukkah there. Because the sukkah that Shimon's using is his own sukkah, according to Shev Shemaita. So it's a machlokas now. Now he's saying like this. Yeah, I'm not saying fake, I don't know if it was fake, but what we're saying is, according to Rabbi Asher, you always keep, because Chinuch is better than Avos. Even according to Nissan, that Avos is better than Chinuch, it's hard out, but not if you own money, and according to Nesivus, if you own money, you wouldn't be only according to Nissan. Shemaita, then you would say, take your child out, do Avos, that's why we're holding. So, the Ho, that should be the end of this. But we have one last Kiddush. And the Kiddush is Paskin by Rishtabuch, is very important. Hilchus Sukkah. Rishtabuch Paskin, a Kiddush in Hilchus Sukkah, based on a Rashbash, and it has ramifications for everyone's type of setup, understand what how this. And according to this, then look at the last Marmot that we have, is number 11. It says, the Bishal Shut, if you have a Sukkah of Shut, is it kosher? Is a Shutfim Sukkah kosher? Are you Yotzi or Mitzah in a sukkah which belongs to... Okay. Low bottle of soul. We're not going to make it possible. El the Katniss, I'll say. But if the partners are muppets on each other, then it's possible. If the partnership, sukkah, where the partners are muppets on each other, then it's possible for
nobody built sukkah.
Why?
Nobody built it.
I know. You don't need lachem by sukkah. You don't need to buy up and can even borrow sukkah. No, boring is better than partnership. Why is boring better than partnership? Anyone think why boring is than partnership?
You have all sukkah.
It's not mine.
No. You have all right now. You did something for whole
sukkah. So Mr. Goldman said, borrow the whole sukkah as the whole sukkah.
Shela kula shalom.
The whole one of which you're borrowing. So partners, and you're half of it, half, third, two thirds, they're not sitting in the sukkah which is kula shalo. Sukkah says Rashbash, even if it's not, that means to be yours as kinguf. You don't need kinyan guf, it's yours, which by oven. Lechem, that is kinyan paris. That the whole paris is yours. The whole use is yours. Sukkah is not your totally. You've got another partner. Every two-thirds of ska, two-thirds of third. Every bit of the sukkah, I have no ownership totally in. So, and by sukkah, you have to have total ownership. And I don't buy sukkah. So therefore, if they're not muppets, then fine. What's mine is mine. What's yours, I borrowed. So therefore, I've got the payers to be mine. If we're not muppets, I'll be muppets on it. I'm 50, you're 50. And on your 50, I have no ownership, baklal, not in the goof, not in the parents, you're not yours to the mitzvah, neither one. The people argue on this, but there's a few that don't. Says, Rosh Tzedek, we have to be Rosh Tzedek, we have to be Memela. Therefore, according to this, what's going to be the going therefore line in our case? Now, for everyone, this partnership sukkah is possible unless you get permission of you from the other partner on his chelik as well. That's according to this sukkah. Which all goes to the mitzvah? In our case, Reuven, child snores. Shimon says, I can't sleep, get out. Say, what? I'm the star, you get out. No, I want to stay. Okay. Now, who's the owner of the skach? Who owns the skach? Who owns the skach of this sukkah? In our case, so Reuven and Shimon, who owns the skach? The sukkah of Reuven.
There's no sukkah. There's no sukkah.
Every particle of skach, every bit is two-thirds of third. Yes? If it's two-thirds of, even if it's two-thirds of, I'm not going to, I hold the Yashiv, I hold the Chinnit better than two, I'm going to, so he says, okay, chuck me out. So you chuck me out, I can't use it. So now, what's Shimon going to have in his potum? I'm Muppet that Reuben's using my sukkah. What part? A third of my sukkah. Yeah, so now when Reuben recognizes, is he Yotza the sukkah?
No.
No, it's all Yotza. So it doesn't help to be right if you lose the war. Now, and if the other way, if Shimon chucks it out, so you have to do others, and Reuben says, okay, I have to do it, kicking it out, so I want him to kick it out, he's going to be muppet that he's you, sukkah, because I wanted my childhood, he's one going to have a pot on each other, whatever you do, you're going to have a pot, you're going to have a pot on each other, apostle for both of them, so what you have to, otherwise, it's no good, Thomas Nafshi in a position, no good to kill, be win, and both of you, right. You have to compromise, as I could have a situation where none of them are Yotze in the cause, but they have to come.
Shimon can't start to snort to.
I'll finish off. Obviously, like we started this year, we need Hashanah Rabbah, Mogin. We need four walled sukkah. What's four walled sukkah? Shuvah, Tefillah, Sukkah, Torah. Then we're protected. Nothing to worry about. But what happens if our Shuvah, and our Tefillah wasn't so good, and our Sukkah wasn't so good, and our Torah? Well, sometimes it's, he's sukkah, they crank his sukkah, I'm not sure it's going to hold up in the hoshana. So what other option do you have in order to clear in hoshana? What other option? So the Gorn set, we start with the Gorn set, it's written three times sukkah. Twice, we're out of box, once with a box. Says the Gorn, the first two out of box is where, so representing the first two korban basin. The third one with a box is talking about the third base of Middish with the box. Says the Gorn, sukkah out of Vav is what sukkah out of Vav. Okay, a sukkah with a Vav, what's the matter? Says that's the difference. If you count all the apostle and kosher, the one which is sukkah out of Vav, there's 85 sukkahs of sukkah, and there's the ones which with 91 kosher in the whole of Shas. Okay, so kosher sukkah will help you have protection. A apostle sukkah won't. What's the classic apostle sukkah? Classic postal sukkah is when chamos and sach doesn't protect you. It's more chamos. Lots of ruach and shade comes in more than sun than kosher. What does the chama represent? That represents gashmi. That you're more connected in your life is your gashmi. Because the sun makes everything grow. That the sun is in your life. The postal sukkah, it won't protect you. If the cell is the more, it's a kosher sukkah. That means you're more connected. That will protect. How do we know if your shade is not? A whole building, all the buildings, could have been 15 or 16 neighbors fighting against one neighbor. Who built? he wasn't so clever, he didn't ask before. He built him a peset. The fighting has been rooted to his other soap and altar. They're not happy. Any compromise, they want him to get down. Huge loss of maybe up here, din. Okay? They're in basement. The person is near this, one who's built it, phones up a rub and pay, right? He says, this is what's happening. Can you help me? I'm being rude. I didn't mean bad. I want to make a compromise, but this is what they're doing. The whole building. So I said, let me in charge. Who's in the danger? Family. So I said, I'll try. I'll phone up. The husband has to speak. The husband and the woman said, okay, let me speak to you. The thing, look, let me do come to agreement, some sort of fashion. So no, he's done something wrong and he's going to get on the head. Our people run answers. Have you got any sorrow in your any problems in your family? You don't have any problems? He was quiet. I have. I've been local for many years. So can't touch it. There's the run. Mavata, make sure that all the neighbors give in to make a compromise. It'll be Zoka Tishu. She said, you're promising? I can't promise. From experience. That's what happened. It's your Mavata. She said, okay. She started phoning up all the run after she got to the 10th neighbor, convincing. Suddenly she gets in between the 10th and 11th, a phone call from the Shatak. Shatak says, I've got a girl for you. That's good. Things start progressing. She continues with her. And within 2-3 days, all the neighbors have come to an idea of what they're going to compromise. Shidduch, they made this beautiful shidduch. They make the vault, invite the rav, and the rav says, this is your chos. That's the power of Vitu shows, I'm not connected to myself. I'm interested in other people in the world. That's what Vitu is. I want to do the right thing, and I want to help other people. Vitu is a mogging for all, everything. So even if we don't have... We have a shaky sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. You mavata, decide living your life. You mavata, we're open hands. I look at the Seder, see every problem. It's okay, you're going to have a mavarach, have a wonderful year of brocha, of hatzlocha, shmai, and gush, kashmis, and ruchin, and briyas, shaduchin, and panosa, and all wonderful things.
Yeah, come on.